Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Tom. Morning.
Morning. When I was growing up, there was a lot of parents who gave kids a poem called If, and it was about, you know, things about you going wrong and trying to keep your head. How hard is it at this point to trust yourself with what you're doing?
Is that by Kipling?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'd say that anytime you lose, it's tough. Take a lot of pride in what you do and what we do and how we go about our business. And we're not always going to get the results that we want. So, you know, the challenging part is coming back in after that and moving on to next week. And that's the National Football League. Certainly not where we want to be. Make no excuses about it. Acknowledge it, move on, and get ready to play the next week. And that's how you have to approach it. But yeah, certainly, look, everybody's human. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to do everything they can do to help achieve that goal. Extra meetings, stay here as late as you need to, good practice habits. And I'd say we take pride in doing those things, but, you know, the results haven't showed. So understand that that's a production business, and we're working extremely hard to get different results.
Thank you.
You got it.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, when you looked at the tape of yesterday's game, you know, the execution, you know, we know all that, you know, you've talked about some of that last night. Do you look for other signs when, you know, when a season is going like this and the score is like that, you know, do I see signs of effort, you know, leaking? Do I see signs of guys not being confident? Do you have to look a little differently to uncover things?
Yeah, no, you always look at it like that. And again, the effort in which those guys compete with has been good. Running to the football, finishing blocks downfield, finishing runs. You always looked at that as a coach, Paul. But certainly, you know, when you're a little bit of a rut here, you want to make sure that you're doing all the things that you can do on and off the field the right way to give yourselves the best chance to get out of the rut, if you will. But those guys competed. Certainly we didn't do enough. You know, and that starts with me, but you know, those guys competed.
You know, have been around the league a long time, but you know, this is only your second season as a head coach.
Sure.
Are you doing more soul searching to figure it out and to, I mean, I'm not saying you don't put effort in, you always do, obviously, but
yeah.
Has it gone so bad that you are like questioning what you do, maybe thinking about things you need to do differently, or just, you know, maybe getting different voices to try to say, look, what is going on here and how do we fix this? I don't know if I can.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's something that's consistent since I started out coaching as a position coach, as a coordinator, obviously last year as a head coach. You're always doing that. You're never satisfied. As a competitor, you're never satisfied. So, look, I believe in our process. I believe in what we do. Certainly, we have to do it better, and that's what we're all trying to do.
I don't know if there's another hand there, so I'll ask another question until someone else pops on there. Sorry about that. Thank you. When you look at the defense, the numbers are obviously very staggeringly ugly. You mentioned the effort was okay. Is it something that Wink can do differently, or something that is going on defensively? Because, to have, 640 yards and no sacks is obviously, is there a disconnect? Were the Cowboys that good? What did you see going on there?
Yeah, I'm going to look at it more as a team approach. We can all do a better job. That starts with me. Play complementary football, do the things we need to do to, whether that's affect the quarterback, create negative runs, stay on track offensively, do a good job in the kicking game. That's where, we all need to do a better job, and that all starts with me.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Ed Valentine.
Morning, Dabes.
Morning, Ed.
Hey, I wasn't in the locker room last night, but there's been a good bit of back and forth online about a couple of your guys, especially a couple of the leaders, who didn't talk to the media last night or refused to talk to the media. Do you get concerned about that? Do you talk to any of those guys? I mean, would you rather have them just be accountable, speak to the media, get it over with? Do you have a reaction to that?
I haven't been back for less than 12 hours. So, look, I'd say this. We should make no excuses about where we're at. I own it. So I got to do a better job all the way around, and that's what we're going to work towards.
Patty, China.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Patty.
Dave, how do you balance, you always talk about processes that you follow, that
sure.
You want to stick with the process. When they're not working, how do you balance the temptation to change them versus stick with the processes?
Yeah, that's a daily evaluation, weekly after the games. But you're always, you're always trying to do what you think you need to do for that particular week. Do you have core beliefs of how you practice, of how you prepare, of how you meet, of how you take care of yourself, of the staff, assisting the players with nutrition or sleep habits or team psychologists, all those things. I believe in what we do, but certainly when you don't get the results, those can get questioned, and I completely understand that. So look, we've established something last year when we got here of how we're going to approach things and how we're going to do things, and you build on that in the off season. One season's never the same as the next season. One game's never as the same as the next game, but. Again, I understand this is a results business. I do understand that. I've been in it long enough to understand that. And so we look at our processes on a daily basis, Patty, of what we think we need to do to help our team be as successful as we can be, and that'll never change.
But is there like a breaking point of some, at some point where you say, okay, for 3-4 weeks, we haven't been getting the results we want. Now maybe we have to think about changing it. Do you have a timeline, I guess, in other words, is what I'm asking?
No, it's every day. It's every week. You're always self-evaluating, team evaluating, process evaluating, in my position on a daily basis.
Thank you.
You got it.
We'll take one more. Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian.
Bob.
I might have got on here a little late.
That's
okay. I don't know. Did you have any injury updates at all?
No, I haven't met with those guys yet.
Okay. And just one thing, because I watched the telecast yesterday rather than being there, and they said at one point on the telecast, you told them before the game that this isn't going to be a pity party from here on out, is the way they put it. Do you relay that to your players? Hey, things are bad, but don't sit around here and feel sorry for yourselves.
Yeah, and we have control over our actions and our attitude and our emotions. And that's what we control. So we control how hard we work. We control how we prepare. We control our approach coming in with a positive attitude. Look, no one's happy, Bob. I'm at the top of that list. So... You don't work as hard as as you work in this business to, you know, to be where we're at, but we're there, and make no excuses. We haven't been good enough. That starts with me, and we'll continue to work the right way with a positive mindset, a great approach, you know, continue to evolve our processes and get ready to play this week.
Is it easier said than done, though, to not try to, you know, not to feel sorry for yourself when you're, when the losses just mount, and especially the way they, the manner of the losses where you're, you know, they're not close.
Yeah, you make no excuses about it. You know, we're at where we're at, and that's where we're, that's where we're meant to be right now relative to, you know, what we've done. So, you know, you don't feel sorry for yourself. You go about it with the right mindset, your head down. You work as hard as you can work. You prepare as hard as you can prepare. You teach, you work, you practice, you do the necessary things you need to do to give yourself a chance, and you move on to the next week. So you're real about where you're at. This is where we're at, but we have to, you know, we control our actions, our attitudes, our emotions, our approach. That's what we can focus on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.